Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So today, there's going to be a debate in Parliament about the budget. Third time lucky. We're going to see the merits of this budget that's been proposed. And obviously, once all of that has been done, hopefully the budget will get adopted and that'll be that, right? Now, Mosi Maimane, he's the leader of BOSA. He had an interview yesterday on Political Insider. And they asked him about this. And this is what he had to say.
In all three of those versions with the Minister of Finance, all we talk about is how we can tax people more. In the first, it was 2%. In the next one was 0.5%. In this one, it's the fuel levy. And that's the only discussion in this country is where are we going to get the tax? And to quote someone, no nation has ever taxed itself to prosperity. The one number we're not looking at is the rate of investment. So when you look at South Africa relative to any other developing country, our rate of investment is less. When you compare us to SADC countries, our rate of investment is lower than even our neighboring countries. And when you look at our rate of building of infrastructure, it tells us that we're not building anything. The easiest test anyone can make is look outside your window and count how many cranes are there. I was in Accra last week and every street corner has got a crane because they're building something. You arrive in Johannesburg, Sandton, Cape Town, wherever. You can look around and you can discover very quickly there isn't building taking place. Construction as a contributor to GDP is all but plummeted. So the question that we should all be obsessed about, which I find painfully missing inside the ANC's lexicon of discussion, is the fact that they're not thinking hard enough about how do we attract investment in this country. We go to the White House and literally we come up in many ways discussing issues that are not helpful in some ways to saying how do we attract investment.
So, you see, these are one of those things that are easier said than done, right? So first of all, he makes a comparison between us and Accra. If you've been to Accra, you know that the phase of development that they're on versus the phase of development where we are on, very, very, very different. Mm. So, of course, they're going to have cranes there because they're building, right? We've already built, relatively speaking. Yes, we continue to build, but we haven't got as many buildings and skyscrapers to build as the people in Accra do, right? Okay. The second thing is, when people go rate of investment, the reason why we're taxing citizens is because there is a budget deficit. So to try and simplify it, it's like if you went to a household and this household was struggling already and you went to them and said, why don't you guys start in a business? Like, bro, we are trying to survive first. We can get to the business part later, right? Having said that, though, he's not wrong about the fact that this is not sustainable. And so the question you got to ask yourself is this valid criticism or is it sour grace because you're no longer in the, or what, you never were, you're not in the GNU?
I actually hear where he's coming from. Remember there was a point where the buzzword was 4IR.
Yes.
And everyone was like, oh, we're going to get into new technology and da, 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 da. But at the same time, there's also, for me, that deficit when it comes to manufacturing. Why is it that we're not bringing in investors that are going to manufacture in-house, right? Yes, I understand that there's a whole lot of logistical red tape around that. But when you are looking at foreign investment, perhaps we do need to get to a point where we're seeing a lot more foreign investment as opposed to foreign investors leaving the country. The likes of your Mercedes, they're leaving the country. So if you're going to get to a point where people are leaving as opposed to attracting them, then you are going to get, you know, and find yourself into a financial issues.
But they're leaving because it's no longer economically sustainable for them to be stationed here. Now, unless you're willing to change policies, yes, such as labor policies, unless you're willing to change your tax policy, all of these things that actually speak to reform, mm-hmm. Some of these big things, for example, are also topics that we've been debating forever,
yeah,
which is BEE.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to change those, then there's a mute discussion. And we've spoken about these and said that some of these are no-go areas.
Mm-hmm. For me, I don't think it's valid criticism. I wouldn't say or go as far as saying it's sour grapes, but I don't think it's valid criticism. And of course, we hold no one's brief on the show. But if we all remember and have read the budget, they had stated that 1 trillion will be set aside for infrastructure build. We've heard the president on numerous occasions speak about South Africa being turned into a construction site. Even the public works minister has spoken of that. So just a quick look at the budget speech itself will tell you that there is a greater focus on the infrastructure build program because there's an understanding that we need to spend a lot of money in infrastructure to stimulate the economy. But also, We know that when it comes to structural reforms that are meant to address our bottlenecks, that was also spoken about extensively in that budget speech. We know about Operation Vulindlela. We've all been celebrating that the private sector is going to have a bigger role in rail currently, because they were the ones that were saying, we're frustrated, we're mining companies, we can't get our goods to the harbour, so can we partake? And government has said, we're bringing you on board. So I don't fully understand if we're really going to say, this budget was solely focused on taxing people.
I feel like the issue with South Africa, though, all we do is we're just a massive talk show.
No,
and
we just
sometimes
take time.
That is.
But as opposition, that's all you can do. As opposition, all you can do is talk and
all
criticize.
All we do is talk, though. And I feel like that's kind of where Musi is also coming from. Uguti, guys, all we do is talk and talk and talk and talk. While we're busy talking, the man on the street is suffering because all you're doing is tax and tax and tax and tax. So when are we going to get to a point where we are actually doing things that are going to alleviate the issues that the man on the street is already dealing with?
Do you know why we have to tax so much?
Because we're not
because
doing
of social
anything.
Grants.
Because my point, if you have growth in this country and you have money that is coming in and investment and everything is growing, then you will have more people that are employed and less people on grants.
Some of these people are unemployable, as harsh as it sounds. They will be unemployable for the rest of their lives.
But there is movement, honestly. It just feels small because it's not reaching other people. But like, even if we talk of that Operation Vulindlela, it's done a lot. It honestly has done a lot to address the bottlenecks, and that's why now we're on phase two. So, I mean, if we're all celebrating the private sector finally coming on board with this rail, it means we're going to see even black business people that will be part of this.
Let us know what your thoughts are. Give us a shout. 086-000-00959.
You know, I don't get Gorongwana. Gorongwana said that the reason why they are taxing people, especially Levy, is because they want to be on their side, not to borrow more. Weeks later, what they do, they go to World Bank to borrow money. And then after that, they say that one is for infrastructure development. So I really don't get it.
Yeah, I know, and you borrowed a lot of money, eh?
Mfundo, you've been in this game for long. Melo was with these people, eh? It's all lip service. Talaba, since from the dawn of democracy, this, that. They never do that. So, Mfundo, if you're a believer, let us show you about to love. I am a swam.
So this morning, I hear what we're saying. I agree to a certain level with Mpo and a little bit with what Musi is saying. However, change policy, change labor laws. It's too early, guys. It's too early. We still have not addressed or redressed the issues of oppression in terms of apartheid. So these companies, they'll come back. South Africa is nice. They'll come back. But we still have a lot to do. Thank you.
I also believe that.
As Lomo, you hit it the nail on the head. The structure of the South African economy is the problem, and the reforms are needed. You can't invest in Malonga Nayo. Any budget is just one of those things that actually shines that discrepancy. Yowuti, we have not planned well. We need jobs, we need reforms in terms of allowing or easing some of the things or the red tape that makes companies finding it difficult to hire people. So, yeah, Umusi is correct to voice his views, but he has some good thinking on it.
My little two cents on this is that I understand what I'm about to raise might not raise a lot of money, guys, when are they gonna start looking into these tender processes, like these tender systems? Because imagine you find somebody having assets worth millions, but I'm a tender wake and not done. You understand that he got from government. Finally, let there be heads rolling. Call someone like Angaz, let there be heads rolling. Attach their assets, and invest their money in this country. I feel like, yes, it sounds stupid, but it's the truth, because most of our millions or money is lost within the system on its own from corruption. So what is being done with that? Because we can't keep taxing us, the public, but you're not doing anything to the people who are actually misusing these funds.
I definitely agree with you that we should get rid of corruption across the board. But to just let this thing boil down to tenders is also kind of being dishonest, because let's maybe look at what your definition of a tender is. I'm assuming by tender you mean people that do business with government. There will always be people that do business with governments. In fact, the highest level of any industry will be the business of government. Now, if you remove the people that commonly get referred to as tenderpreneurs, which is usually a term that's used for black people, there will be other people that come and do business with government, but they won't be called tenderpreneurs. And in fact, this is what the point that people have been trying to make is, right? All of this money that comes from government should be going to benefit majority of the previously disadvantaged. This is how PE comes about, because that is affirmative action. Again, I agree with you. I'll close off by saying corruption as a whole across the board should not exist.
Mina, I agree with Umosi. We are so tax-focused. And I think part of the reason is because the government is trying to please the people on the ground who are not working, because most of the money is going to AMA grants, right? And just to divert a bit, we are going to pay, well, our kids, our children's children going down the line are going to be paying for the loans that we're making now. And unfortunately, I don't see any bright future in our economy. Not at all.
Yeah. In fact, this is part of the conversation that the guys are having in the U.S. right now. They're speaking about the debt cycle that they've fallen into, the trap, because they are trillions and trillions of dollars in debt.
Guys, you know, I'm with him on this one. And you see, the thing is, there's so much corruption in Mzansi in such a way. Things are happening up there, and then the next thing, this thing we show about a grant, we're living off a grant. Because of a grant. We have many kids because we want a grant. Because yeah, the top is just messed up. The next thing to tax.
I think he's right. The thing is, in this country, we talk more rather than implementing. Like, there's more talks than implementation. So, if you talk about something and then you don't implement, we are fine. We don't plan. We execute our plans. So, it doesn't help. Going to push forward for implementation. Some of the things, no implementation. Comes to implementation, nada. So I think the issue is the implementation.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.